Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Samech Dalit, Sanhedrin 64a, pagination is 127. The Mishnah at the bottom of the page is on the topic of the Avodah Zorah called Molech. Now, there will be discussion whether Molech is actually an Avodah Zorah or not, but for our purposes, certainly in the way we talk, it's an Avodah Zorah, and it had a specific method of worship. Let's see the Mishnah first. Hanosim Mizaro LaMolech, a person who gives over of his children to the Molech, Eino Chayiv, is not in violation ad until, in other words, these are the parameters, Sheyimsar LaMolech V'Ya'avir Bo'esh. He gives the child over to the Molech, and then he walks the child through the fire. Masa lemolech v'lo hevir ba'esh. If he gave the child over to Molech, to the priests, but he didn't do that second step of walking through the fire, or hevir ba'esh v'lo masa lemolech, he did walk through the fire, but he never gave the child over to Molech, he's not in violation until he does both. Now, there was a different Avodah Zorah in which the child would die. And it's important to be aware of that Avodah Zorah, but the way we understand it, based on Rashi, based on the Rambam, that's not the Avodah Zorah called Molech. There was, as we're saying, indeed, a different Avodah Zorah. The Medrash Rabbah in Eicha Aleph Lamed Ches indicates what seems to be that the child is dying. There also is a statement which Rashi cites on Amud Beis, Gabe Chizkiah, regarding King Chizkiah, that his mother had to smear him with a special solvent to protect him, because they did this dangerous, actually killing method on him, so she smeared him so that he should survive. And that's if the Avodah Zorah method was to kill the child. In this case, as we understand it, based on Rashi, based on the Rambam, they walked the child through the fire and should not be confused with that other Avodah Zorah that killed the child. Rashi on Amud Beis, and this is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam Avodas Kochavim Vav Gimel, Rashi points out that there's a case of Hamavir Atzmo, a person who causes himself, who walks himself through the fire in this observance, and the ruling there is Pater, because the Pasuk only said capital offense when you give over of your children. So Rashi infers, if this could even be a Shaila, the question is, a person walks, services the Molech, he walks through the fire. Is it normal that he should live or normal that he should die? Is dying part of the observance? Clearly it's not, because if a person himself does this same observance that some people did on their children, and we have a question, should he get the death penalty or not? Alma la'achar ha'avora hu chai. Clearly after the observance, whatever the observance is, the person is still alive. And so, we go to the Rambam in Avodas Kochavim Vav Gimel to understand what this Avodah Zorah was. And the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that these priests would presumably use scare tactics and tell people that if they don't do the Molech thing, things will not be good for them and their children, etc. They have to do the Molech thing. And people would do it, but as the Rambam explains, the child lived afterwards. It wasn't that he was being killed from the fire. Says the Rambam, Hanosim mizaru lamolach b'ritzono, a person who does this willingly, that he gives of his children to the molech for this tribute, this ritual, uvizadon, purposely, chayiv kares, it is a capital punishment, bishogig mevichatas kavua, vim asa be'edim v'hasra niskal. If it was done with witnesses and with warning, then it would be enforceable. Ketzad hayu osim. What did they do? Madlik esh gedola. They made a big fire. Falokeach miktsas zaro. And they would take some of the children of this person. Umosro lekohanim. Or he would take some of his children, and he would give them over to the priest. Ovdei ha'esh, those who served this fire. Va'osan ha'kohanim nosnim ha'ben la'aviv. And then they would give the child back. Acha shenimsa b'yadon, after the child was given to them. And they would give the child back la'aviro ba'esh b'rshuso, so that the father should be the one to actually do this ritual. And the father would do this walking of the child on the fire with the permission of the Kohanim. You could imagine that there's a major ritual here, consent, like nodding to each other. Okay, now the child's yours, now the child, I'm on your behalf, I'm going to do it. And they would walk through the fire by foot. Not that they would burn the child to the molech avodah zarah, the way they would do such things to other avodah zarah, but that's not molech. It was just walking through the fire, that was this Sheshma Molech, that is this Avodah Zarah. Lefikach, therefore, if a person did such a service to a different Avodah Zarah, he would be Pater. It's only if he's doing it to Molech, because this is its method of worship. To mention the actual Pasuk, Parshas Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Acharemos, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Umizaracha lo siten laha'avir lamolech, from your children you shall not give over to bring to the molech through the fire. As Rashi says, they made two fires and they walked the child on foot between the fires. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining me.